With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, we welcome into the studio a guy that is a Falcon. A guy that you watch frequently and has been with our football team for quite a while, as a matter of fact. And I do want to ask him about some of the experiences during his journey with our team. Matt is here. No, not Matt Bryan. No. Matt is here. Okay, not Matt Bryan. Matt Buscher is here. What's up, man?
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, man. Thank you for coming in. He's got a great cause and he's supporting, and we're going to tell you more about that. First and foremost, how are you feeling? Because this injury thing is like, whoa, what happened? It got worse. What happened?
Yeah, no, just rehabbing now, getting better, trying to get back right. Got a little dinged up back in the Eagles game, and just trying to get back out there with the Brotherhood.
Well, we know how tough it can be when you sustain these injuries, and then you're trying to work to get back towards getting back on the field. Matt Buscher, our punter, is here, guys, and October is the NFL's crucial catch month for cancer awareness. So we're talking to Matt about this because, you know, it's all about an early screenings, and Tribble and I, we've had this discussion off air, and Matt, you were telling me this hits home for you because your mother was a cancer survivor.
Yes, sir. Ever since being in the league and being with the Falcons, it's been a big part of my year to do stuff during October for breast cancer awareness. And this month, especially this year, that Winship at Emory has teamed up with the Falcons. It's a great opportunity to get the word out about early screenings and, you know, raising funds for those early screenings for folks to get out and get checked so they can try and find something early.
How long did your mom have it? Was it years and years and years ago?
Yeah, in 1992. So I was young, and
I would imagine treatments come light years further than from back then. So
absolutely.
God bless her for fighting through that.
Yeah, no, she was one of the ones. She was lucky. She didn't take the doctor's word at first, went back for a second opinion, and it ended up saving her life. So we were all really lucky.
Early detection.
Yes, sir.
That's what's key. I mean, the Falcons have teamed up with Winship at Emory. This is through Emory, by the way, if you're wondering. So tell us more about this, man, because people, you know, as they hear this and they're going, okay, I wasn't aware of it, or maybe, you know, I didn't know this was out there. How can I help?
So especially this week, this Sunday's game is the Falcons and Winship's crucial catch game. You can come out and support the Falcons and those who are fighting cancer. We'll actually honor some cancer survivors and their families on the field during the game. And if you're attending the game, be sure to stop by at the AmFam Village and pick up a crucial catch rally towel and some, they got like lapel pins and other little trinkets for the game.
Yeah, very cool. All right, let's talk a little football. We'll give you that information here before Matt gets out of here. It's Matt Buscher in studio.
So we get to ask a bunch of awkward questions that he can't necessarily answer.
No. No, we wouldn't do that.
We have to, but he can answer the way he wants. Okay.
He's not even been. I don't even think you've been with the team, have you? Have you been with the team?
No, I wasn't in Arizona.
Yeah.
I had to come back, had some stuff I had to do, and, okay. You know.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, first of all, before we get to what our current situation is. Because I'm sitting here thinking about this, and you came in, and Matt's been gracious with his time, and he's very cool to us whenever we're up at Fly Branch. I'm thinking, at what point did somebody say, if you kick, you can make millions of dollars in the NFL? Like, at what point did that click with you?
It's a great gig, man.
I know!
I grew up playing soccer, and my high school coach, he showed me the box of letters I had for punting and kicking, and then the one letter for playing soccer. And I was like, oh, well, that makes my decisions pretty easy. Went to the University of Miami, had a hell of a time there. Damn right. had a great time down there, and lucky enough to, you know, kick some footballs around up here for a bit of a while.
You like Manny Diaz?
I think he's a great coach down there. He did a great job with the defense the past couple years down there.
Great win against Virginia at home.
Yeah, you know, we needed it. We needed to stop the slide. Mm-hmm. Obviously, kind of rebuilding a little bit, taking up for, you know, Rick leaving last year, but I think they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah. And during your time down there, how wild, how crazy was it? Because, you know, when you see the 30 for 30s, you're like, damn. And it was crazy, and it was like the Wild West back then. Obviously, you came a lot years later.
Yeah. I can't. It, still thank God for no social media at that point in time. You know, it, honestly, like, I can't imagine what these kids do these days, having like Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and all the other things that are out there I don't even know about anymore. It was a fun time and a fun place. I wish we won a couple more games, but it was I wouldn't have changed it. It was a great spot to go to school.
It's Matt Boscher, guys, in studio with us. He's been with our Falcons, believe it or not, since 2011. That's hard to believe, man. So let's rewind. So 2011, you get here. Remember 2012 season, we go to the NFC Championship game.
Thanks for bringing that one.
I'm just telling you, we had a chance to go, and 49ers beat us.
13-3. It was a good year.
Oh, it was a good year. And then we turn back around, and we have offensive line issues that not related to Matt Boscher. And then that's 2 years.
We're going
to
blame him.
Yeah, that's 2 years.
Pile on, fellas. Pile on.
And then, you know, you turn the page, and we get a new coach in Dan Quinn in 15, and we draft, you know, Devondre and Debo. And then we're in the Super Bowl. What was your Super Bowl experience like? And I'm not talking about the L. I'm talking about just everything surrounding it and up to the point where the ball's kicked off and you go, I'm in the Super Bowl.
It's a fun week, or fun 2 weeks because you have the bye week beforehand. But the thing that always sticks out to me in the whole experience is that the whole DQ's whole thing is championship prep every week. Doesn't matter before or since. And that week, having that feeling of being ready, and at the first, when I got to kick off the first kickoff of that game, so it was cool. But it was one of those things, I've never felt more prepared for a situation.
You weren't nervous?
No. And like, that's the thing. Like, I've, you know, all the years growing up thinking, oh God, if I ever get to play in a game anywhere near the Super Bowl, and I was playing in it, I'm more nervous sitting in a chair doing an interview than I was kicking that ball off. It was the most prepared I think we ever were and ever could have been. And it was a really unique feeling just going into it with that type of mentality.
All right. Born and raised here. I've been following the Falcons since 1972. I remember when John James was the punter.
Okay.
So this is where I'm not coming from that point of view where I'm the media guy trying to browbeat you and this, that, and the other. But there's an impression amongst me and a lot of my fellow Falcon fans that Dan Quinn has maybe lost his team, that the message has become stale. How would you respond to that?
I would completely,
a question coming from completely a place of love.
I completely disagree. I understand where a fan from the outside might see it that way, but wholeheartedly, this team backs him and backs every other coach in there. We're in there all day, every day together. The brotherhood isn't, you know, just some lip service that we do. Like, it's legitimate. Everybody feels that way. Everybody has each other's back. You can see it week in and week out on the field, you know, win, lose, or draw. Everybody, if somebody has a mistake, somebody comes off, and everybody's there for them. And it starts from the top down. That's not just something that happened in the locker room. That's something that DQ fosters every single day.
It is Matt Boscher, guys, punter for our Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. He's hanging out with us for great calls. Obviously, October is the NFL's crucial catch month for cancer awareness. We talked about Winship at Emory to help spread the message, and he gave you some crucial information talking about how you can donate. You can also donate $1 or $5 when making a purchase at the Falcons team store. Your team store donates the funds go to cancer research at Winship. I want to ask you as far as your practice, you know, what's your practice looks like? Because we, as media members, we get a chance to see the offense, defense, offensive linemen, and then we see you on the other field kicking, right? And we're like, oh, okay.
Trying to master the banana punch?
Well, that is a new one. But I hope you guys get to hear the thud, too. It's not just like a week, like, you know, like, you know, hopefully you hear it, too.
No, it's legit. But I mean, if for an average fan who has no idea, because here's, you know, Matt, you know the deal. It's like, what do kickers do? We kick, fool. We go kick every day. It's what we do.
It's in our title.
Right?
It's not the craziest practice like some of the other guys. I'm not sprinting all over the field like Julio or banging heads like the old lineman. But it's get out there probably 30 minutes before anybody else, get warmed up. My period's the first period of the day. And after that, yeah. Practice a little bit more. And then we got field goal middle of practice and watch the old man kick some footballs.
Do you practice tackling? Because there's always a chance.
Well, look at the Carolina game. That had to have been one of the highlights of your career right there. You lit up
chance.
That Carolina player.
It was a fun one. Kenyon's with us now, so it's one of those things.
I just forgot about
it. Yeah, so it's friendly.
Were you the first one to greet him when you saw
Actually, the first team meeting of the offseason this year, DQ played the video of it. So it was broke the ice
That's
early.
That's outstanding.
No, but Kenyon's a good dude. He had a good sense of humor about it then, because I talked to him after the game about it, and still to this day, Kenyon, he's good people, a good returner. But no tackling practice.
You don't practice?
No. I don't have time. I got to pump balls.
The way you're putting people to the turf, you got some kind of dummy practice, right?
You know, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and I just get lucky every once in a while. But I have incentive. I got a boat back home. It's named No Returns, and one return doesn't have the same ring, so I got to keep it at No Returns.
Explain the banana punt.
You hold the ball opposite of how you would normally hold it. So so the nose, instead of pointing a little bit in, you're pointing it a little bit out, and you kick through it the opposite way, and so it spins away from the returner. So it's kind of hard to explain.
It's like a breaking pitch in baseball.
Exactly, except it would break the opposite way of any other punt that a righty would hit. You know, so if a righty's hitting it, it's going to spin the way a lefty would hit it, and so it makes the returner second guess it, and sometimes it knuckles on the way down. So you're kind of betting on him either just saying, I'm not trying to catch this.
Because it's spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever try in a game, or is it just too difficult to be consistent with?
No, I haven't tried it in a game. Still, I mess with it in practice. Yeah. If a guy does it, I'll hit it to our returners during the week so he's familiar with it. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily see the benefit in it as much. Mm-hmm. Tactically, I'd rather be precise with something and just be really good at it than worrying about, you know, something gimmicks. Yeah, if it goes out to 25, I'm getting cussed out all week long by fellas like yourselves.
Matt Boscherman hanging out with us here on Dukes and Bell. One other thing for me, man, and by the way, we'll get to the dogs and talk about South Carolina and what Kirby had to say, and also DeAndre Swift. It's on the way here in about 10 minutes. We get the punt blocked in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You've had punts blocked. As a punter, do you see that? Are you like, oh, damn, or are you just in the moment, I got to get it off, as that's developing? Because it happens so fast.
There's certain ones that you see coming, but even the ones that you see coming sometimes don't happen. There was a game in 2015 against San Fran. We were out there at Levi's Stadium. I was going to punt a ball, and I saw a guy coming clean off the right side, untouched, and he ran right by me. I punted the ball. It went behind him. And as he's running past me, I hear him screaming, oh, blink, you know, whatever.
What do you say? Just say it. Just say it.
Nah, it's cool.
He should have got there.
Yeah, he should have got there. And he's like literally looking back behind himself as he's passing me and the ball got off. So some guys like, why don't you pull it down and run? Because you don't know. And that guy is typically a lot bigger and faster than I am.
And they practice tackling.
Yeah, and they do practice tackling. And they're quite good at it.
Matt, thank you so much. Give out the info one more time. Again, guys, something you can get behind and something you can support, and Matt Boscher is supporting it.
Yeah, this week, if you come to the game, make sure you visit AmFam Village and pick up your Crucial Catch rally towel and commemorative lapel pin. Also, check out AtlantaFalcons.com/Crucial Catch, and you can check out some of the information for the game and the partnership between Winship and Emory.
Get better, bro.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.